plant species are going extinct at alarming rates. In Pennsylvania, 349 native plant species are considered rare, threatened, or endangered. That's according to the Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. Last year, in response to the need for more on-the-ground active conservation, DCNR established the Pennsylvania Plant Conservation Network. It works collaboratively with botanists, academics, and volunteers on conservation efforts. But with limited resources to go around, how do you decide what to save? The Allegheny Front's Andy Cubis tagged along with a team working to rescue one small native plant before it's too late.
Canby's mountain lover, scientific name Pachystema cambyi, is one of the rarest plants in Pennsylvania.
It's not just rare in Pennsylvania, it's rare everywhere.
Steve Grund is a botanist with the Pennsylvania Natural Heritage Program, and he works out of the Pittsburgh office of the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy.
This plant could go extinct. It's a really plausible outcome.
And John Koonsman works out of the Conservancy's office in Harrisburg.
It was the first rare plant I ever looked for, and I was thrilled to death. I really was.
Why don't you go with us?
Okay. On a recent Saturday morning, I met up with Grund and Koonsman in Bedford, Pennsylvania, the northern limit of the plant's range. The Western Pennsylvania Conservancy bought this land, about 8 acres, from a private landowner in 1994, specifically to protect the Canby's mountain lover. The plant is in danger because of an insect called a scale. It sucks nutrients from the plant, including water. Grund explains the insect is here because of an invasive vine called the Asian bittersweet that serves as its host.
It's a terrible weed. It's particularly bad in this area. And so the fact that this Asian bittersweet is such a problem locally here and at this site is partly why the Canby's mountain lover is in trouble here, because it has that scale.
Oh, you guys are going to need some of this.
The botanists grabbed their weapon for this mission, a highly refined oil mixed with water loaded up in a squirt bottle.
It basically suffocates the scales. When they hatch from the egg, they're in a form called crawlers, and that's the only time in their life that they move. And while they're in that stage, they're vulnerable to this oil.
We walk several hundred yards uphill and into the edge of the forest.
We would call this a rocky wooded calcareous woods for a fancy name, or just a rocky wooded limestone woods.
When we get out there, I'll just drop this off the top.
Pretty soon we are up on a limestone cliff. It's about a 50-foot drop down. It looks like the sort of place you'd find rock climbers. There are pink flags scattered around, marking where the Canby's mountain lover is growing.
So that flag marked where we started treating last time.
It'd be very easy to walk right past it and never know you were so close to something so rare.
So here's the plant. It's a little shrub. It can get bigger than this, and it can kind of sprawl out.
The plant is evergreen, with little dark green leathery leaves. Soon it will have tiny white flowers. Right now, it looks a little bit like rosemary. How rare is this plant?
In Pennsylvania, we have 3 sites. This one, then there's one in the state park, Shawnee State Park. Then there's one on private land.
Botanists believe that there are fewer than 70 genetically distinct plants throughout its entire range, which extends as far south as Tennessee.
This is an Appalachian endemic. It only grows in limestone outcrops. You know, I can't say it's impossible that there are undiscovered populations, but we know better than we do for most plants.
I feel honored to be one of the few Pennsylvanians to have laid eyes on it.
That's true. Very few have seen it. Probably a couple dozen people, actually.
Grund gets down on the forest floor to get to work. He's perched on the edge of the limestone cliff. It's slightly terrifying. He puts on gloves to protect his hands and then sprays the plant with the oil.
Can you hand me my sprayer, please?
Next, he gets out a tiny bright yellow notebook and magnifying glass that he wears around his neck.
They're very, very tiny. So what you do is you get a white piece of paper, and my field notebook works fine for that. You put it under the plant, then you flick it with your fingers. I'm not getting any crawlers. Maybe it's because I have the wrong glasses on.
It's not the glasses. It's the same thing at the next few plants he sprays. No crawlers. and he thinks that's a good sign.
Maybe we timed it really well and got most of them last time.
The botanists, along with a couple volunteers, will be at this site all day, spraying and counting the plants. Right now, the count is about the same as the one made in 2012, when the first treatment of the scale was done. But they will also come out two more times this summer. It's a lot of effort for one small plant. But Grun says a team across the state, botanists, academics, park rangers, and citizens, chose this one to focus on because there's action they can take.
Often I feel like my job is to document the demise of rare plants. Here we have a case where there's something we can do about it. We don't know yet how successful we'll be long-term in treating it, but there's a chance that we can save these Pennsylvania populations and the rest of the range, and hopefully keep it off the endangered species list.
So why should someone care that a small plant that only grows in three areas of the state might go extinct? One reason often used is that you never know what plant might contain the cure for cancer. But Grun says it's not just about what benefits humans. It's the ecological connection, too.
When you lose one species, then you might lose the species that feeds on it. Then another species that that species feeds on might explode exponentially. You know, these things are all connected, and sometimes we know what those connections are, and often we don't.
Botanists don't know anything about the role the Cambies mountain lover plays in its ecosystem, and they won't have a chance if it disappears and becomes something you'd find in a greenhouse. Again, John Kunzman.
We want to save this in its natural habitat, you know, not in a botanical garden somewhere. I want to see it growing where it should. And that's why we're out here.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Andy Kubis.